5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is Matthew Cruz with the Comstock Report. It has been a great year from start to finish in Mato Grosso, Brazil. There were a few negative harvest stories about grain trucks stuck in the mud and soybeans rotting in the pods. These made for a couple of good headlines that jolted the market, but ultimately they meant nothing. Bulls will look to point at anything at this point to try and push the market higher. Grain trucks that are stuck in a traffic jam, while foreign to us, are just a way of life in Brazil. Hiring trucks is easy. It is common that when a truck leaves the farm to take a load to town, you might not see it until the next day. Worst case scenario, you just hire another truck. It may cost a little more, but the harvest won't stop. As the harvest in Mato Grosso comes to a close, they are now focusing on how best to market the unsold crop. Soybean sales have been slow to materialize. The region of Sorriso has been seeing prices fluctuate around 51 reals per sack. This is equivalent to 733 per bushel. This is 25% less than what they were seeing 6 months ago. The recent memory of higher prices will force farmers to store as much as they can and only sell the minimum amounts necessary to get by. With such strong seasonalities, storage can pay for itself very quickly. While Brazilian farmers are forever optimistic, an increasing number are concerned by the bearish news they are seeing in the world. Soybean expansion in the U.S. has them worried. Lackluster corn prices are not offering an attractive alternative. Some farmers can switch to cotton, but that is not for everyone. Cotton can cost three times as much to plant and requires increased capital expenditures. Brazilian farmers also have to worry about the exchange rates, and soybean prices are all based in dollars. They should be watching the Fed announcements regarding interest rates along with the rest of the world. Increasing interest rates should strengthen the dollar, which will weaken other currencies, including the Brazilian real. A weaker real means lower prices at the farm. If a dollar was worth 3.5 reals 6 months ago, it is worth 3.15 reals today. Current soybean prices are profitable, but unprofitable prices are now within sight. An aggressive interest rate hike in the U.S. may be the trigger that sends prices tumbling. The major corruption scandal involving former President Lula and major oil company Petrobras was just the beginning. Police investigators had warned us several months ago that what had become public was only 30% of the puzzle. They were not exaggerating. Criminal investigations at the federal level have now trickled down throughout the entire country at both state and local levels. It has emboldened prosecutors at all levels of government as public opinion has strongly shifted towards prosecuting guilty parties. The consensus is if we can go after the billion-dollar scandals at the federal level, we should be able to go after the million-dollar scandals at the state levels too. You are listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Ribeirão Preto, a large city in upstate São Paulo, has been mired in a $65 million corruption scandal involving local politicians. Ribeirão Preto is known as being the epicenter of the sugarcane industry. Sugarcane surrounds the city on all sides for miles. It also hosts the largest farm show each year, where manufacturers show off new equipment and technology, similar to our Farm Progress show. Revelations of developing corruption scandals are becoming all too familiar in the news. There is a direct link between levels of corruption and cities or states that are having trouble balancing their respective budgets. Corruption in Brazil was always there. The boom in commodity prices 10 years ago exacerbated the problem. As revenues increased, this created a much greater pot of gold politicians could siphon from. They got greedy. As the cyclical tide of commodity prices is being drawn back to the sea, we are now able to see who is not wearing a bathing suit. Brazilian judges handed out over 500 sentences last year to city mayors across the country. This compares to only 25 such convictions in 2000. I have noticed that one interesting feature of those who succumb to corruption is that they don't share any particular background. In fact, those that grew up poor, lamenting government abuse of power, seem to be just as prone to corruption. Lula, the former president, was the champion of the working man, being famous for at one time working as a shoe shiner. The mayor of Ribeirão Preto was a former cotton picker and maid. They both ran on campaigns highlighting their humble beginnings, showing disdain for those who abuse power. They seem to be a natural selection to fight political greed and abuse, which is why this is so disappointing to Brazilians. Those that are optimistic see this as a historic event. Brazil is cleaning house. the powerful and politically connected are going to jail with the rest of them. It wasn't that long ago where this was unthinkable. Corruption is far too ingrained in Brazilian society to be eliminated overnight. Eradication may take generations. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.